Again, I thought it was a spirited practice by our football team. I thought it was a really good one. I thought as a group, as a team, I think our focus was good. And again, you know, it's disappointing that we can't get out on the grass in front of our fans. You know, I really feel bad. But I think it's very important also that we always take our fans into account, especially when there's a chance for as much rain as was predicted and the thunder and the lightning. I think our organization is about making sure that everybody's safe. And it was a tough call, but I think we made the right one because just wasn't sure how it was going to unfold. But hopefully we can get out there in front of our fans and perform. And I know the players want to, and I know our coaching staff wants to, and I know our organization wants to show off our football team. So I'm sure we'll get that done here pretty soon. But, again, we're just trying to stack good days on top of days. You know, it's day two, and I think the guys are responding. It's good for me to stand on the other side and watch our defense come after our offense like they did today and watch our offense battle like they did today. And so I think that's is the making of a good football team. I think that's how you build it. And tomorrow will be fun, too. It'll be the first day in pads, and we'll have an opportunity to finally go out and hit each other a little bit and compete. So looking forward to that.
Today, what have you liked about him in the just the few days where he's having to stack days together and show development?
Right, I think that's what he's doing. He's stacking good days together. He's just getting better. You know, again, I give a lot of credit to Al and Bob Saunders. I think they've done a really good job. I give a lot of credit to our quarterbacks because I think they really spent a lot of time with him, getting him to understand the pro game. And then obviously, I give a lot of credit to him. He's a talented football player, and that's why we drafted him where we did, and I have high expectations for him, and he has for himself, and he just goes out there every day and tries to get better. He misjudged it a little bit. Ball, you know, it is a little different inside there, but it's good. You know, the fun part about the last 2 days is we've had some adversity a little bit, you know, the weather, and then made a decision just stay inside, you know, so all of a sudden they had to deal with turf, they had to deal with, you know, it being kind of tight in there, you know, and that's what you have to do, you know, as a football team. Things are not going to always go the way you want them to, and you got to find a way to overcome elements. You got to find a way to overcome injuries and things that happen. And so these are some good lessons for us as we move forward.
You talked about the siren going off.
You'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Is there any kind of plan for the hitting tomorrow that you can give us?
It's just how I feel. And we're going to hit, you know, but there's a thing called tackling, too, so. I think we're going to bump into each other quite a bit. It's just first day in pads is going to happen. You know, I'm looking for a team that's very relentless and that go after each other because, again, as I told our players, I have to find out who we really are, what's going to truly be our identity. One thing we talked about last night is all the really good football teams in the National Football League, they have an identity, and we don't want to wait to find out what our identity is. You know, we got to establish it now. And so you only establish that by grinding a little bit. So we need to be a gritty group. We've had two good days, and obviously I also recognize our players are getting a little tired, you know, because we're pushing them pretty good. So they got to come out and do it again, you know, and that's what my expectation is that they will do. No, I'm not a big Oklahoma drill guy. I've done it before, but I think there's a lot of other ways to do things that way along the football lines of tackling and hitting. So we won't use that tomorrow, but we'll definitely bump into each other.
Was it just a day off for Joe and Paul and Tremont, or did somebody
hit it? Oh, no, they were out there. No, they were out there, and I think, again, my whole goal is with some of our guys to make sure that I take care of them. You know, I'm just going to be very honest with you, and they could have done anything. It's nothing wrong with the guys. They just – I'm not going to say it's a day off, because there's other things that they did. But my goal, again, you know, as I said earlier, is to make sure we have a healthy football team, but a tough football team. So I think you guys will find the pattern as we go about what it is that I'm trying to accomplish with our group. But I don't, again, I don't want to make a big old deal about it, because at the same time, I think it's something that we need to do is to progress our football team moving forward. Any other questions?
Does their playing safety today.
Yes, sir. Sure did.
Is that experiment or?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to, again, you know, we're going to try to find a place for a lot of guys, you know, and see if maybe they're a little bit better here than they were there, you know, and I think that's, you know, really important for our football staff is trying to improve guys and put them in position so that they can have success, you know. So he's one of our own, a guy we drafted. You know, we like him. He's long. He's talented. But maybe we might find a different area where he's better suited to play. So, again, he has cover skills because he's played corner quite a bit. But, boy, to see him go in there and play safety, too, is exciting to me, you know, because I think he gives us a different element back there.
Sort through what your wide receiver depth chart is going to be. What's your communication, day-to-day conversation with Al Saunders going to be like?
What will it be like at that time?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Going forward, will he pick, will he say, hey, you, I want to play these guys?
He has some input. I mean, there's no question he does. Me and Al Saunders are joined at the hip. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, when we lay this all out, myself and our executive staff and the rest of our coaches together will make that decision. We don't, you know, we're a team, we're a unit, we're a collaborative group, so we don't just have one person do it. But does he have input? Yes, he does.
How would you characterize your level of trust? Obviously,
my level of trust with Al Saunders? Oh my gosh, I have tremendous trust. But I also have tremendous trust in my thought process about what it's going to take to win games throughout the whole year. The fun part about that question to me is about 2 months ago, we didn't even have any receivers. Okay, now we have a lot of them, you know. And it's a fun problem to have right now. I like that. You know, I'm glad you guys think that we do have some guys on our team now. That's a good thing. And we have a lot of different guys, so that's fun. And we'll be able to pick what we think will be the best group as we move forward. But it's so early. You know, it's just been 2 days. And maybe some – I hope guys will continue to separate themselves from the pack so that it really shows itself because there are a lot of talented guys in that group. But, again, it's so early to make that conclusion.
Everything goes and these sirens go off. I mean, what really, I mean, can you give us just a sneak preview?
Mary, you're going to enjoy this tomorrow.
Is it tackling to the ground? Is it?
Yes.
What about quarterback?
That's football. Now, we won't hit the quarterback. No, we don't do that. Yeah, we won't hit the quarterback. You know, not that. So that's a good question. No, we won't take the quarterback down. We won't touch the quarterback, you know. But everybody else can go on the ground, you know. It's okay. I even went on the ground today. That ground's hard in there. But, no, it's, again, I said it a while back, and I think our players understand, and we've talked about it. You know, in order to become a really good football team, we have to play football. You know, and football is blocking and tackling, and the only way you get better at those things is doing them. Now, we'll do them in a situation to where they don't know, I'm being very honest, but at the same time, I think they understand that we also try and take care of each other. So, but they know they need to improve their skill that way, and we need to become a hardened football team. So we'll set on that march tomorrow.
How much work does Sean Coleman have to do to catch up after not being on the field during the spring? What have you noticed since you've been around in the last few months?
Well, it was really good to see him out there yesterday competing. And, you know, again, for him, I think we got to be smart, you know, because he is coming off of something that we want to make sure that he's out there and competing every chance he's there. I mean, obviously he's a good athlete. He's long. He's long arms. But you said it best. I mean, there's some catching up he has to do, and we'll take the time to make sure that he gets there. But, again, it's been 2 days, you know, so I think as we move through this, you know, it's going to take some time, but at the same time, it will take as much time as he wants it to take, you know, by how hard he works. And he's an extremely hard worker, so we'll get him there as fast as we can.